There's a big conference held every couple of years, which brings together people and organizations who focus on protecting and restoring San Francisco Bay. I had a chance to attend it, and I want you to know more about it. This is Your Wetlands.
We're at the State of the Estuary Conference, which is put on by the San Francisco Estuary Partnership, which includes the Association of Bay Area Governments, US EPA, and a lot of other partners that are working on issues affecting San Francisco Bay.
Beth Hunting is the coordinator of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, which is one of 18 joint ventures nationally.
This conference happens every 2 years, and the focus this year has been on climate change, assessing where we are in progress towards both water quality and wetlands issues, and then looking at some of the other pollution and land use issues that are emerging as issues that need to be addressed. So it's a conference that includes not only the agency people, the nonprofits, the NGO partners, but also local governments that are in the decision-making capacity.
And as Beth mentioned, one of the areas the conference focused on is climate change and its impact on San Francisco Bay.
The impact of sea level rise and the projections that have come through are showing 5 feet of sea level rise projected in the next 100 years. If you look at the maps of San Francisco Bay historically, they pretty much correspond with the way that the bay was prior to the gold mining era in the 1850s, where there was a lot of development that occurred, sedimentation from the gold mining upstream, the diking and draining of historic wetlands for agriculture, and the hardening of the edges of the bay for development. But that also means that a lot of the human activities that rim the bay are threatened by sea level rise, as well as the habitat that has been worked so hard to protect and restore in the last few years.
When you look at these maps, which show the potential impact from sea level rise on the bay, you're struck by how people and really our way of life could be affected.
All of the sea level rise projection maps indicate that the airports that are in the bay are subject to sea level rise. Also, a lot of the hospitals, schools, many of the high-tech industries that we rely on are right in the path of sea level rise.
I moderated a panel at the conference, which included a presentation by Heather Cooley from the Pacific Institute, and she showed us some of these maps, which I'll give you a link to in just a moment. We conclude this report by Beth telling us a bit more about her organization.
The San Francisco Bay Joint Venture is a partnership of national organizations such as Ducks Unlimited and Audubon, the national agencies, both regulatory, such as the Army Corps of Engineers, and resource agencies, such as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the corresponding agencies at the state level, and then the regional NGOs. They're the decision makers because they have the context on a national, state, and regional basis to help guide the decisions. However, all of our partners include some of the smaller NGOs, such as the land trusts, or the small advocacy organizations that are working regionally. And they're the ones that are carrying out the work on the ground. So the joint venture is the partnership glue that brings it all together.
Now, as I mentioned, we have links to the Pacific Institute, where you'll see these incredible maps, which show the impact of sea level rise on the bay. We have a link to the San Francisco Estuary Partnership, an organization that does a lot of great work in addition to coordinating this biannual conference. We also have a link to the joint venture. All of this can be yours by just visiting yourwetlands.org and then click on Podcasts. My thanks to Beth Hunting, coordinator of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, and to you for listening. I also want to thank our sponsors, the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. I'm Jerry Kaye.